In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, and this is Lesson 127, the Sacrament of Confirmation. And we see a triptych of three pictures of confirmation where the bishop is confirming young children. The caption reads, "The ceremonies of confirmation begin by the bishop extending his hands over those to be confirmed, invoking the Holy Ghost. He signs with the sign of the cross the forehead of each separately with chrism. Pronouncing the words of confirmation, he gives the person a slight blow on the cheek to remind him to be steady, to be ready to suffer all things, even death, for his faith." First question, what is confirmation? Confirmation is a sacrament through which we receive the Holy Ghost to make us strong and perfect Christians and soldiers of Jesus Christ. It is of common belief that confirmation was instituted by Christ at the Last Supper. Confirmation, in a very special manner, brings us the Holy Ghost with his sevenfold gifts. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. From Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Confirmation for the Christians may be likened to the day of Pentecost for the apostles, when they received the Holy Ghost under sensible signs, tongues as of fire and a mighty wind. The apostles themselves administered the sacrament of confirmation, as at Samaria and Ephesus, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. Any baptized Christian may be confirmed. Although the sacrament is not necessary for salvation, it is sinful to neglect it, as it confers many graces. Quote, "The charity of God is poured forth in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." From St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. By confirmation, we become soldiers of Christ, for it strengthens us in the profession of our faith. Quote, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me," from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. We should receive the sacrament of confirmation at the age when we pass from childhood to youth. At that period, all kinds of temptations surround us, and we need special strength from God to resist them. In the early days of the Church, it was the custom to confirm very young children. The sacrament of confirmation is today delayed in order that the recipient may first have a basis of knowledge of the fundamentals of faith. Even when confirmation is administered to infants and very young children, they truly receive the sacrament. The age is a matter of discipline in particular dioceses. What is necessary to receive confirmation properly? To receive confirmation properly, it is necessary to know well the chief truths and duties of our religion and to be in the state of grace. For confirmation, a knowledge of the chief truths and duties of our religion is required. That is why if a person who is to be confirmed has reached the age of reason, he is examined as to these truths when he goes to confession before confirmation. The commandments, common prayers, and the Apostles' Creed are the basis of any examination in religion. Any Catholic who can explain clearly the fundamentals of the 12 articles of the Apostles' Creed knows his faith sufficiently for confirmation. Confirmation is a sacrament of the living. Therefore, when one who has reached the age of reason is to be confirmed, he must first go to confession, if burdened with mortal sin, in order to be in a state of grace. The person to be confirmed should obtain the permit for confirmation. He must go to the church properly dressed. He must go early, when many are to be confirmed. The doors are closed before the beginning of the ceremonies to prevent the entrance of latecomers. When the bishop approaches, the person to be confirmed must kneel. Children may stand. The sponsor stands behind with the right hand on the shoulder of the person to be confirmed. There is only one sponsor of the same sex as the one confirmed. The person confirmed must not leave the church before the whole ceremony is finished. He must attend with respect and devotion. In what does this sacrament of confirmation consist? The sacrament of confirmation consists in the anointing with chrism on the forehead, and at the same time the pronouncing of the words, I sign thee with the sign of the cross, and I confirm thee with the chrism of salvation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. These are the matter and form of the sacrament. Holy chrism is a mixture of olive oil and balm, blessed by the bishop on Holy Thursday. By anointing the forehead with chrism in the form of a cross, is meant that the Catholic who is confirmed must always be ready to profess his faith openly and to practice it fearlessly. The cross marked on our foreheads at confirmation reminds us never to be ashamed to profess ourselves disciples of a crucified Savior. We must profess our religion openly whenever we cannot keep silence without breaking some law of God or of the Church. For example, when we are challenged to make profession of our faith when the Church is being attacked. The bishop is the ordinary minister of confirmation. Sometimes, however, the Holy See gives missionary priests the power to administer this sacrament. But the oil used must have been consecrated by a bishop. In cases where there is danger of death, pastors and their curates may administer confirmation to the members of the parish, thus becoming the extraordinary ministers of the sacrament of confirmation. After the anointing with chrism, the bishop gives the person confirmed a slight blow on the cheek, saying, Peace be with you. This is done in order to remind him that he must be ready to suffer everything, even death, for the sake of Christ. Finally, the bishop gives all his blessing. Then those who have been confirmed, or their godparents, say the Credo, Our Father, and Hail Mary. Those in charge should take care that proper registration takes place after confirmation. When a person is confirmed outside his own parish, notification must be sent to the parish where he was baptized. After our confirmation, we should continue to study our religion even more earnestly than before, so that we may be able to explain and defend our faith. In these days of spreading paganism and naturalism, God needs soldiers to defend his faith, and we cannot be of much use in the defense of the faith if we ourselves do not know it. What are the chief effects of confirmation? Confirmation increases sanctifying grace, gives it special sacramental grace, and imprints a lasting character on the soul. Confirmation creates within us a spirit of meekness. It increases our love of God and our neighbor. It enlightens our understanding, strengthens our will, preserves our soul from sin, and inclines our heart to virtue. The sacramental grace of confirmation helps us to live our faith loyally and to profess it courageously. As baptism makes us temples of the Holy Ghost, confirmation gives us the plenitude of his graces. The character of confirmation is a spiritual and indelible sign which marks the Christian as a soldier in the army of Christ. Because confirmation imprints an indelible character on the soul, it may be received only once. As a soldier of Christ, a confirmed person is given a sense of the worthlessness of the goods and pleasures of earth. His thoughts are directed towards the supernatural. In other words, he is given the capacity to become a perfect Christian. That concludes the reading for the Sacrament of Confirmation. Do we have any questions or comments? If a person is in a different parish than the one where he was baptized, it's generally necessary for the individual to get a baptismal certificate, one that is issued recently, proving that he has been baptized and is capable or able to receive the sacrament of confirmation. So that's the permit, if you will, that is required. It mentioned here that the sponsors, the individual or the sponsors, the godparents, say the Credo, the Our Father, and Hail Mary. The individuals being confirmed should be the ones saying that. The godparents can join in. I think that phrase was put in here simply because we're previously speaking about infants being baptized and confirmed at the same time. So if an infant is being confirmed, then obviously the infant is not going to say the prayers, and therefore their godparents would say them on their behalf. And of course, it's incumbent upon the pastor to make sure that the registration, that all the vital information is taken down and recorded in the parish register, so that at a later date this may be presented. Especially if one is going to be married. Generally, if they're married in a different parish, then the individual has to produce a baptismal certificate. Again, a currently issued baptismal certificate, and on that it would be the notation that they were also confirmed, giving the information for the confirmation, usually the other sacraments, their First Confession, Holy Communion, whatever else they may have received. But the primary purpose of requiring that baptismal certificate for those being married is that if they were under vows or previously married, or there were some impediment, it would be noted on that baptismal certificate, because the place where the person was baptized should have been notified if there was a marriage, and that would have been recorded, and therefore when they request a current baptismal certificate, it is to prove that they are still free to marry, and that there is no record of a previous marriage. And so confirmation is generally the fulfillment or the confirm the sacrament of baptism. We receive the Holy Ghost, and confirmation, we are confirming it again. Any questions or comments? And yes, the testing for confirmation is very much like what we put those children through when they make their first communion and first confession. We go through the 12 articles of the Apostles' Creed, the 10 commandments, and then we generally add the laws of the church, and then of course the special graces and gifts that they are going to receive with the sacrament of confirmation. And again, receiving the sacraments, as I think I've preached a few times about baptism, doesn't mean that we're going to be free from temptation. We receive these graces so that we may fight, and the temptations are going to be there, perhaps even stronger, because now we have been confirmed. We should be able to fight with greater resistance. We should have the weapons at hand. And so again, just as baptism is not the end, but it is the beginning of our spiritual warfare, so confirmation is not the end, but it is the beginning. And it mentioned here in this lesson that those who are confirmed now must study with even greater fervor, must pray with greater fervor, because these graces are going to be there to prepare them to be soldiers of Christ. And we must be ready to defend the faith, and even to die for the faith if necessary. Okay, no questions or comments? Then we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.
Thank you.